Hello.
Oh, hi, Cheryl. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hi, Tina.
Hi. I was following up because I saw that you had gotten approved for the Google Guaranteed, and they were trying to process the invoice to start that activation budget. Were you ready to do that to start up those leads, or did you need a little bit of time? It's for
I just got off the
500.
phone with Emma. I just got off the phone
Oh,
with
you
Emma.
did? Oh,
Yeah,
good.
just right
Okay.
now. Because we have
How
purchased a
funny.
Google email thing, and that thing has not been working.
Oh, yeah, I see some notes about the email. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So,
And then as far as, I don't know, because the last time I spent that $200 and something, nobody called me. Like, nobody. I don't know if I want to keep spending that type of money, and I'm not getting no, I have no clients. No clients. I'm like, dang, I could at least got three or four, something.
The $250 was for the application fee so that you could pass the background check. Oh, I see, because you had already paid. No, that was for something
Yeah, I
different.
paid
That
two
was for.
times. I paid with
Okay.
you two something and then with Emma three something.
But I don't see that you had activated the leads yet.
For
So
Google
remember,
Ads. And then I
yes, and
paid
you
for
did.
Google Guaranteed. And out of all of that, still nothing.
But the Google
Nobody called.
Guaranteed, that 250 went just towards the application fee to start the leads or to pass that background check. Now that you're approved, you don't have to do this today, Sherelle, but that $574 includes 13 leads. So they're only
So
going to charge you if it's a
13 guaranteed leads.
correct. Yeah, it's not a pay per click or a pay per call or anything
But it's
like
not
that.
13, you really gonna get the job type of leads.
Well, yeah, you have to answer the phone
Guaranteed.
and you have to close them, but let's say somebody calls you off of it and says, oh, hey, Sherelle, are you hiring? You're not going to pay for that. That's not a lead. Or if they say, hey, can you do some commercial
That's
cleaning or
been
help?
happening all this time. Like everything that I do is just maybe very out of the whole 3 month, one or two people call and they ask
But
the quote and
with
never
those
call back.
calls, those are all inclusive. When they call you from the Google Business page, it doesn't matter. You're not getting charged for them. So if they're calling saying, hey, are you hiring? You don't have to worry about an extra charge. But when you get a Google Guaranteed lead, then you're only charged for those if it's a valid lead. So let's say someone calls you and says, can you do some cleaning for me? I'm in Las Vegas. You won't pay for that. That's not your service area. So you're not going to pay for anything if it's a bogus lead or 150 miles away or anything like that. So you
Another
can think about it.
twenty. Okay.
I'm surprised
This is what
Emma
I
didn't
need.
run that by you.
This is the one that was on the bottle.
I don't know.
Okay, don't worry. We just opened. Okay, yes, Tom. Sorry, what'd you say, Tina?
I said I was surprised that Emma didn't run that by you, that they've been trying to collect the activation budget for the leads. 'Cause
Oh,
I
she
mean,
told me. She told me.
oh, she did. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
And then your regular payment, it
She
looks
just got
like it
tired of
was.
hearing me complaining about it. So she's just not gonna keep saying it
Oh.
over.
Well,
Because
it's a different
I
program.
have not. Google used to do stuff for me. I'm just have not been happy. I need some work. Is it the pandemic? What's going on? Is it 2026? Nobody's, because this been going on, like, it's hard to get work. I didn't spend money with Yelp. Yelp took me for thousands of dollars and then want me to pay them $2,000 and they didn't send no clients my way. Like, no. I can't be
Yikes.
spending money like that. I
Yeah,
need
I'm
some
sorry to
work.
hear
At
that.
least one client will pay off for 1 month. Definitely, I already know once I get them, they're gonna hire me again. Unless they're an
Yeah.
office or something and they're a one-time cleaner. I'm not getting no commercial. I should be getting a whole bunch of commercial. I got all those good reviews. Look at my reviews. It don't even matter about no pictures. And then they making the
Well,
reviews just be good and years go by. Like, I'm not about to be sitting up here just begging people for reviews all the time. I
I
already
don't
know what
blame
it
you.
is. Like, at the end
Yeah.
of the day, when they Google and they see this company, they should be calling me. I'm right here.
Yeah.
One of the best companies. I'm located, government contractor. I pop up. Once you Google Greater Cleaning Service, it pops up under a lot of stuff. Under a lot of stuff with all good reviews. And it's just like, it's crazy.
You should make that Google guaranteed activation budget a priority, because that does include, like I said, 13 leads, qualified leads. So I think that that's going to really get the
ball. Well, do any of them have any commercial? Because I'm really leaning towards my workers won't work every day.
Well, we can tell them turn on the leads to focus only on commercial. We control that. Or we can focus.
They can get commercial. So what do? They go out and get me 13 leads.
No,
but
they
would only
send you leads of people that are actively searching for commercial cleaning services.
Okay, but so I already did something like, but what I'm trying to say, Tina, is I did do something like that, and I still didn't even get that.
But this component hasn't started yet with us. I don't know if you've done like an Angie's or a Thumbtack or something like that.
I don't know. I just know everything I do with Google, the only thing Google is good for is they can Google my business and see me. And I have a legit business. And they can see a little website. But far as like getting leads, I get people who I reach out to them as soon as I get them. They all be playing. They're like, they're searching for people. I'm like, y'all don't see my reviews?
Yeah.
I don't know if they're looking for 120 reviews. That's stupid.
I'm surprised.
Having good reviews with no bad ones.
Yeah, exactly. So,
I don't know, Tina, but I could try it next week. Right now I'm doing so bad, I haven't been having no accounts. That's why I put my money into there when I did, because I was trying to put the money into the business so I can get some accounts so I could keep going. But I did that for 2 months already, and I ain't getting nothing out of it. So now I'm just, I don't even have the money for it. I'm trying to get work.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's kind of like the catch-22. You need to spend the money to make the money.
Yeah, I put the money already in there, and I was hoping I could at least cut one person.
Yeah.
And then I could have flipped that one person in to keep it going, but now I got to get the funds to even do it. I don't have 500 just to put it. I mean, I will put it in just so that I know for sure I'm at least get a lead or two. But I ain't going to say that because I just did that. But you know what I do want to do? Can we work on the Ohio thing? Because I posted an ad in Craigslist in Ohio, and I already got a commercial account out there.
Really?
Of
wow. Yeah, I know you.
I got houses and stuff, and it moves fast.
Okay.
They call fast, and they really hire. Because I got people out there I have go clean. So
you can definitely get that location started. I think I already created the profile for it, and I think like the payment declined back then or something. So we.
Yeah. So how much is it again? You need is an address, right?
Mm-hmm. Let me go back and look at the notes on that one. So, one thing I can do one thing to help you out for this account before I go to the other account and look at it, is that your payment of $168, which is just the regular month-to-month with your Google Workspace and all that, which is your email, was due actually today. It's due on March 10th.
I don't even have it. I got to figure it out.
What I'm saying is you don't have to pay that today, but what I was saying is if you decide that you want to turn the leads on for the Google Guaranteed, what I'll do is I'll put that March 10th payment on a service credit for a free month. So that way you pay the $574, but your $168 month is free, so you're really only paying $406. You're only paying the difference. So I can do that to help you out as like a one-time courtesy. But right now, I'm not going to touch the billing because, you know, you kind of don't know which direction you want to go
with
it.
Okay, well, just call me back next week. I just don't want to put $400 into nothing I ain't going to get. Because I can get that $400
back. Well, you're
going to
get
13 work.
Yeah, you're going to get
13. Yeah, but these leads are coming in. They just acting. I'm lowballing everything, and I ain't got time for these type of people.
I see. So, okay, well, we're after hours now. We closed at 4. I thought I would just reach out to you. So I'll call you
tomorrow. Well, reach back out to me.
And we can talk about Ohio. Absolutely. I already created the account for that. And
yeah,
you're right.
Work
the
on that
one. Was we were waiting for your mother. We were waiting for to see if you could use her address for the business, and then we could hide it. But we'll discuss it more tomorrow and get you set up for that, okay?
Okay, thank you so much, Tina. I'll talk to you later.
You're welcome, Cheryl. Have a good evening, too, okay? Right, thanks.